Okay, there's a question that was asked at the end of this year, which was that if I leave Amalama, but I fill it in with something, how about if I make like a black square, and then I'm going to carve out of the black square in nice letters, Zeichel Chorben. Or write it with white letters, Zeichel Chorben. So the Shaar Tzion over here, in Tov Kof Samach, Shaar Tzion, Ois Ches, that Ein Limchos by those that do that. Ein Limchos. And the Aruch Shulchan also, the Aruch Shulchan Sefei, also Ein Limchos. Of Moshe and Chede Gimel, some Peivav. So he talks about over here that the meaning of Mashinova Harbe Ba'ama Shetiknu LaHashem Alosud Shirak Mashchirin B'Tzeva Shachar. They blacken it with a black. Im Yaitzim Mizeh. So he says. So he also discusses this. He says. He brings that Dali Rabba and the Lavosh and the Beshachas of Am and Be'etzvah. He says, "Vani mitzvahs about good, right? That's what the Sharetzi Mishle Brur Sharetzi and Vi'oi because Shalchein Ein Limchas Vi'ar Mekilin. Avo Beli Rabba Shalmasik Rak Belay Tikkun Belay Hevi Zeh Mishle Brur. V'nir Shekavonis Belay Tikkun Klal Shekazav Ushi Yeshachar Kol Amo Belay Tziyurim Shechayim. Should be just plain black without any tziyurim." But to make pictures of any types of pictures over there, like chayos or oifos or flowers, even though they're black, asurim. So therefore he's also saying like the Mishbrua that if you're just making it black, a black square, so then ain't limchais. But to make pictures, even if it's pictures in black, that one should not do. How about if I want to make a nice picture of the Kaisel on the wall? Kaisel Marofi. A beautiful picture of the Kaisel Marofi. Or I'll paint in nice letters Zeichel Chorben. So that already the place can bring down the Yivadei not Mekayim the mitzvah of the Chazal of the Tiknu Chazal that we start off with the Chacham Shalim Bais Hadar. Because at the end of the day, it's a nice picture, something nice. People hang up the picture of a Kaisel in their house. So the Prim Godim, Mois Alf, the Kafachai, Mois Ches, the all mashma that would not be allowed. Okay, so that's been again the din of Amal Amal. The Sif Beis, V'chein eskinu sha'irich shulchan las esuda la'archim. When someone sets the table to make a suda for guests, mechaser mimenu ma'at, you should leave something over. You should leave an empty place without a blei kara min akari seruiz lase sham. As to leave over an empty dish without the food in that dish. So the question is, what is this and what why don't we do this? Mishbrun and Sifkat and Vav mechasem mimenu ma'at. Don't serve all the courses that are fit for this suda. Al mechasa ma'at, leave over one course. Afilu kaisa da'arsana da'ibzeh. Even kaisa da'arsana, which is this cheap fish, even though it's a cheap dish, but don't serve the kaisa da'arsana. Sivkat and zayin, omar niach mokan pani, dilav achilei nikar. I'm just going to leave it out on the menu. But there's no empty dish on the table, so then in what way is it nicker that I left out the fish? So it should be the empty bowl where that's where the fish would be, and it's empty. the lavachi leinikar chisaron av kshaniach pane. But when I bring it empty, yagishu shiyeroi oy tavshel. People will feel, oh, there's supposed to be another tavshel over here. Ela shenechza, but it's missing. Vehine alavush hishmetanai ze. The levush left out this night. Efshes svila nemchasem at levad dasagi. Then it's enough just to leave out one tavshel. You don't have to bring the dish to the table. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman in Sifkat and Hay says that this is true even by a Su'udah's mitzvah, like a Mila, a Chasna, and Koshken, other Su'udahs. However, the Mark Sia says that by Su'udah Shabbos and Yontif, they don't leave anything out. And some say that this is the smach that by Chasna is in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz So Chasna is at least, they don't serve soup. You see, they don't serve soup at the chasnas. Maybe the more modern ones or the Americans do serve, but at the Israeli chasnas, they do not serve soup. And the reason for that is because since soup is served at a suda, Shabbos suda, or a chashav suda, leaving out the soup is nicker that there's something that was left out over here. But the maisa, it's interesting, the Mishbura and Simin. Tafayim Beis in Hilchis Pesach by the Lel Seder Sivkat and Vav. Mishru says over there the Shulchan Aruch says you should bring out your kelim noyim, your nice kelim. Says the Mishru, v'af agav de b'chol hashana toiv l'mayit b'zeh, even though throughout the year you're not supposed to bring out your nice kelim, mishum zeich l'chorbin v'lel Pesach mitzvah l'harbos shezeh b'chol der cheres. But during the year there's also you need not to bring out your nice kelim. The Bi'alach over
even
here.
What? Even on Shabbos?
Pesach is Yontif, right?
Zink.
So if Shabbos and Yontif is Mut, then there'll be no Chirish by Pesach. Same, Pesach is different because of Chirish. So the Bi'alach over here, Chayin Eskino, says, V'tzarch Ian, she calls the Einog in Klal, Chayodam. He's quoting the Chayodam on what we just learned, that Tzarch Ian, that we're not knowing like this. Why we're not knowing like this? And that's Ad Kalashani, brings down the Chai Adam that it's a Tarchin. Kafachayim and Oisiches, he says, Ef Shalos is Tamazah. Maybe we could give a reason for this. Because in those days, there was a Seder to the menu. Everyone knew that when you had guests, you served three courses, let's say fish, soup, and meat. Same menu that was served every time you had guests. And everyone was served the same menu. There's a menu that you ate when you ate alone. There's a menu when you had guests. There's a Shabbos menu, standard Shabbos menu, that's what everyone ate. Standard Friday night suda, Shabbos morning. It was standard. Therefore, in those days, when I left at a tafshel, which was right to be brought, it's nikah, that zeich l'chorben. Bismaneno, there's no seder. Everyone just serves kafi, what they could afford, and kafi, what they want. You just serve, right? You go to people's houses. Sometimes they have a lot of food. Some people have less food. So if you went to someone's house and they didn't have one dish, b'chal won't be nicker nowadays. Because, okay, so he doesn't serve two kugels. They serve four kugels, he serves three kugels, and he serves two kugels. It's not nicker anymore. And even by chasness, everyone makes up their own menu. He enjoys grilled, so they have a grill on the side. They're grilling your meat for you at the chasna, or whatever it may be. Saying so, everyone has their mishigasim. So if this person won't have something, so he picks, he's not into soup, so he doesn't like soup, so he doesn't want to serve soup at his wedding. So there's no nicker anymore, it says the Kaf HaChaim. So that's why Balkin Leinogu Mikol Mokim Nir Da Kapanim Yaniach Mokim Panoi Bilti Kara. But the reason why the Levin's Chusta, why we're not knowing to do it, is because of this Svara. Okay. Then the Mechaber continues. I assume if it's true what he's saying, then yeah. Because it just, the whole Hecker doesn't pass anymore. It would never be Nicker. If there was, right, the fact that the caterer says to you, you have a choice of three or four, plus if you want you can make your own thing, it's not nicker anymore. You go to chasna, and if they don't serve them, which is normally serve their chasnas, so you say, okay, this guy didn't want to add his chasna, so he decided to put this instead or not do that. He's playing cheap. He's this, that. It's not nikra anymore. But if it's true that then, this is what the Kafet Chaim is saying, then everyone served the same thing, so then if it was missing the soup, so then, one second, right?
Is it not even just for me? And if I'm making, I know that I'm left out of a dish, so it's safe for me, but even though it's only
compared. So, but when you're having guests, you're having other people, that's what it's saying. When you're eating alone, it doesn't bring out any in you to leave out, so you see it's not for you. So it seems that. Okay, the next thing is
Ukhshiisha
Isat,
yeah. About the Kalim on Pesach. Is that Dafka Pesach or any other?
Pesach, because they're Kheirat. Pesach is Indian to feel free when they're trying, you're not Avadim anymore. So for that reason, we bring out all our Kalim, now nice Kalim, because you're feeling of Kheirat. Okay. Ukhshiisha Isat Akshite Akesiv Azov. She's making her jewelry of silver and gold. Meshaira min mimina atachsha shenegismen. One thing she should make. You have a bracelet, necklace, mechula, mechula. Leave out one thing. Okay? Kadej laye atachsha shalim. She shouldn't have a complete tachsha, complete set. Says Meshabur and Sifka the Ches. Haino im yesh la harba mine tachshit. And what does it mean? What does it mean she should leave out? She has a lot of different types of tachshitim. Like tassim kula aleva vasachas. Don't put them all on at once. Rak b'chol pam tashayir achas. Lizkar achorban. To remember the chorban. V'noshem miskashtois v'miloi. Garmin levadze rois rabbis ma'umas. Ha'olam miskanabem. Fine. The world is jealous of them that they're dressed so nice with such... Whatever. Okay. But the menigay the zeichel achorban. So what's the din? So the Aruch Shulchan in Sif Vav writes, "Ochsheish ois etachshid eakes v'azov meshar mim mimin etachshe shenoheges b'hem kedei shlo etachshe shalem et shenoheges b'hem." That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch also, right? The Shartzin, so the Aruch Shulchan is quoting the Shulchan Aruch. The Shartzin in Ois Yud Gimel says, V'Surinami Ika, M'kaymai Nikar B'Shulchan. No, once said that before. Oh yeah, no, the Shartzin says, V'Surinami Ika, M'kaymai Nikar B'Shulchan, Shabari Me'ka'ara Ru'y Al-Asishim, Shafil B'Mei Eivol As-Alar Hashem Dov Shulchan, Abba Tachshidei Noshim, Tuch L'Shayer, Gam v'Shabbos v'Yontiv, the Leminka Shior Kulai Marktiyah. I mean, the Marktiyah said that on Shabbos v'Yontiv you don't leave out any dishes. That's because if it would be Nikar, they're doing it Zeichel Chorban, like doing Avelis b'Fayesya, and we don't do that on Shabbos. But leaving out Tachshitin, it's not Minka Kulai. So that would be Nigeah. Again, it could be the tzadi heter is the mishabur said the is loytasim kulam. Don't put on all your jewelry. Most women nowadays have more jewelry than what they put on, and also maybe another adgash is shenoyhagas ben. There's a certain noyhagas of what women wear, and she should leave out one of them. There's no real noyhagas ben nowadays. Some women put on more, some women put on less. It's there's no nehagas there.
That is saying what she is used to, isn't it? Is that
could be, but then even she, sometimes she puts on more, sometimes she puts on less. It sounds like more for the person, not for Farhesia, but still. Okay, again, you have to finally discuss it, but maybe ask Mishru, like toss him kulam. Okay, the next thing is, yeah.
Hard to have a minhag way, it seems, because if the whole shot is that we're doing for the Torban, so before anyone nowadays is born, this is how minhag Yisrael was. So now you're going to say, okay, now I'm not like this, so then eventually you'll be wearing nothing.
Correct, but Kobi Bizmanam, it was like a lady wore a ring and a necklace, right? or a ring necklace and a bracelet, like we see in the Halachas Be'ez before Shin Gimel. That there was a time when it was exciting to have a piece of jewelry. So she had something more than what another lady has. So it was vice that she had something more than the standard lady has. So she'll show that to her friend. So that I suppose that nowadays you don't show it to your friend because we all have a lot. I always say, but
you see that back then they had like a standard and people did have more. Right. So the more you shouldn't have.
That's right. Or leave something out of it. And it's not clear what. Okay, the next thing is Ukshachasan Noise Isha. Lakeach Efe Makla. Take ashes from a fire, burnt ashes. But Noise number Roisha and put it on his head. The Mokam Anochas Tefillin. By the Mokam Anochas Tefillin. Right, so the meaning is to take a small amount of ashes from a burnt piece of paper or someone has a cigarette there. Some ashes from a cigarette. He put it on his head. Over the imam's put on his head. Some people wrap it in a paper and put it on the head. The Aruch Shulchan brings down an Evan Ezer, Hilchas Kedushin, Simas Samach Heis, if hey, says, brings down the Amru Chazal, Ze'efe Makla Shabarash Chasanim, Amanach Lev Mokin Tfilin, Lechsiv Leshum, Leshum, Lev Leitzion Peretachas Efer. L'chein nogu ba'ashkenaz litin aroi shachosin efer koidem achupa. Therefore there were noig in Ashkenaz to put efer before the chupa. Masalka miyadi, put it on, take it away right away, take it off right away. V'safrad noig in litin b'roi she'atara asuya me'ale zayis. Yeah, they still know that to put on something made out of olive leaves. The fish has zayis mar zeichel avelis yushlaim. I don't know. Okay, so that's what the Aruch Hashulchan says in Evan Ezer. In Evan Ezer,
why did he take it off?
Right, because the Ma'aseh says it's chasana. We want a zeichel, but we don't want him to be ba'avelos. The Taz by Yosef Katendal says v'reisi b'ksas kilois shashamish oy ma'apasik azeh. The Aruch Shulchan over here in Tzivav, he says, says Ukshachasin Noise Isha, Lakech Efer Pashut, the Noisin Beroishit Bemokamanachas Film. Veitzlenu Aminig Bemokam Efer Mikla Lashabakos. Over here in Arachayim, he says that by us, the Minig is that instead of putting ashes on the head, we break the kais. B'shasa chuppah, we break the kais by the chuppah. I lost some mapesh chayra, put a black tablecloth. I shard the reveils b'reish achasin. B'chol el advarim k'de lizkes yushalayim. So it's interesting. Over here in our Chaim is mashma, the dominic was not to put ashes, and instead, that's why we break the kais. B'shasa chuppah.
You shouldn't say
that
afterwards.
Why?
After breaking the glass.
Why not? You broke the glass. Sechel Chorben. Now you're back to the chasen. Just like we said, Masal Kamiyad. Masal Kamiyad. Don't shtel on it. Don't shtel on it. Bechal breaking the glass is a Sechel. Is a Mazlov, no?
Post Tumbling.
Right? It's, we don't want people to get upset. And that they broke such a nice cup. Anyways, no. Okay, so that's the din over here. That's been a gay, the ashes, that's been a gay breaking the kais. The Ramah brings down, V'yesh mekai mishenogel shaba kais b'shas chopa. I lost a map of shchar yashad divi avedet b'resh achasin. Mechei noigim b'arbim kai mish lishba kais tachas chopa. Kedesh yargishu. So that they'll feel the tsar through the breaking of the kais, and therefore they take a whole kais. You're supposed to use a complete kais and not a cracked kais. So there should be a tsar, and it's not about ashkes. The meaning is that the chos himself breaks it with his right foot, and his right foot he breaks it. the Aruch HaShulchan Eben Ezra over the Simus Amachesiv Hei brings down V'yesh Mekoyim Shenogel Shabakos Achar Shiva Brachos. There are places that we need to do it after they made the Sheva Brachos. V'zeo Minig Shenogim B'medinas El Shachos Sheva Akli Shemavarchan La Berchas Erisin. You break the Kli that they made the Brach of the Berchas Erisin on. V'nar and Ar Pash, the Yish place according to their Minig. V'eim B'zeb Shabbat Ashkaz. Some have the minhag to do it after the Kedushin, before the Kriyas HaKesubah. Different minhagim, different places. Some have the minhag that we also do it by the Erisin. When they write the Tanoim, the minhag is to break a plate from earth and way over there. In order to be Mayit the Simcha, the Prima Gaon brings down Mishpatzoi Seis Dalit. And that's what they do at by the Tanayim, or over here when they make the Tanayim earlier. Do it over there. Okay, Sif Gimel. V'chein gozer shleil nagin v'klishir. They were gozer not to be menagin with klishir v'chom yinei zemet v'chom hashmiye kol shel shir l'sameach bahem. Agav yeshar v'davke mishirogel bahem. Davke those that are rogel in a kigoyin. Hamalachim sh'ayim dem v'shaychim v'klishir v'beis mishtim. The malachim which get up and lay down with klisher or by a party. Even shir b'peh but with wine. Asura shnema b'shir la yishdu yayin. V'kvar nogu kol yisro loim and divis tishbochas ashir shal hedois v'zichro nchaz deyak hoshbochu al yayin. Agov v'chen tzorech mitzvah kigon b'beis chosin v'kala kol shari. That's the halacha. So according to the Mechaber, it seems like it's also to hear music, live music, in any instance. To sing Shir B'Peh by Mishteh Yayin, so that already also is also, right? There's no to hear live music or Shir B'Peh by Mishteh Yayin, that's the passage also according to the Mechaber. The Mishbrewer brings down Sifkat and Gimel. Ubach pasuk that feel below yain gam ken asa even without yain. Then reading the Gemara, dafke zimr shal moishcheh asfina is the moishcheh bekarim. But of the gardoi also should schoik ba'alma. But ken noshem zamris bepe beis malachten yish nubchis lehen. Ve'ein ashaim is mutav shiyu shagin. Achem bebeis charoishis. Right, the mishruza. Read that. But that's according to the Mechaber. According to the Ramah, it's mutter to hear klishir if it's temporarily, if it's not bekvias, if it's not rogel, which in some places rogel means often, once every 30 days. V'chein also, if it's not at a time when it's goyim a extra simcha, like by a beis mishteh, or like the malachim do, that's, or you get up in the morning, you go to sleep with it, that's where the Ramah holds in all that. Well, the tzarech mitzvah is mutter, like to msameich achosin, or a kala, with peh, or with kli, even if there's yayin, but you still have to make sure that you don't overdo it. Take a look at the Chav Chaim, it's not a doubt.
The Chavah says, Shiris HaTishpachis is
mitzvah. What?
The Chavah says,
Shiris HaTishpachis
is mitzvah.
Shiris HaTishpachis.
The Chavah says, mitzvah?
Yeah, yeah. The Shevet Levi and Chedik Beis, Simon Nun Zayin, thank you. Nun Zayin Ois Beis, so in Ois Beis, he talks about over here hearing music. Being Shmiya Shir from a recording, is it also mitam cliche or not? Right? So he says, Hine Safik Shalchok Dumani, by these recordings that Shakoyle Shire Peve, any cliche, the Chadish Zemai Day, Shtam Shuspikli Ze, Vene El Machbel Shire Peh, Shamutarim Shle Al Yayin. Zekanir is selfish. Fine. Says Ivra mid the custom of Rambam Chengaz shle nagim klishir. Chomine zemer. The Rambam says not to be nagim with klishir or any mine zemer. Chomashmir kol shel shir also the smaych. When does lashon Rambam? Was the shoymen bnei chobim and feel shir bepel yai. He named sefer the sefer mochdrak shir bepel yatsu mechlal iser. Unless it's on yayin. But otherwise, what's not including the iser? Only shir bepel. Im kain. What's yeah included? Any type of zemer, any type of mashmiya kol of shir, even if it's recorded music. However, he says the Rambam's not clear. It's not clear from the Rambam. He says the Rambam the chibur lehevi adam voy b'sayt hasham. It's not clear from the Rambam over here in Chelik Vav. Simin Samach Tes, he also discusses the Shaila, and calls the Rambam again. Hilchas Tainus says Kvak Safti Sheva Levi Yedeya Simin Zayin. The Diuk in the Rambam. Reisi B'Seifa Shar Mitzuyan B'Halacha. Right from Rav Brown on his Hagos on the. Kids Shulchan Aruch, Shekasev, the radio, Sheshayim Chadoshes, V'dibay Mischar, Obein Dovah Dovah between the news or the news, Mashmir Gam Shirim Akli Shir. They play music. Yesh Laim the Zlin Basar Roiv Tashmisha, Ve'ikav Aroiv Nasal Mischar. Fine. Then he says, that's what the Sharm says. V'dvarim t'muyim kasav. De'en ha'kli kaveyel ha'shmiya kaveyel. It's not totally in the kli. What do you mean? Go basa roiv. Go basa the shmiya. If it's also to hear music, it's also to hear music. Who cares if most of it is not? Who cares if it's difficult to turn it off in between? Can't hear the music. V'ine la'aloch kasav ra'amah. D'yei sharm edavka mishirah go behen. V'dav v'pasha, d'ad didan sh'nisrabu kol kach ha'kli shir, ha'lev yudea sh'zeh nikra rogo behem. Yidu miminig ha'machzikim k'en ha'mela. Everyone has CDs and MP3s and all these different things because we're rogoing them. Mikol sh'ken ha'paischim ha'radio ba'boi ke'beis kima. People turn on when they get up in the morning and be'erev when they go to sleep and when they're eating. That's for sure rogo. So how do you deal with that? Ula Maisa Levush Lebaishe Seinu Letzarenu Kiman Nishka Chalacha Psuka Zais Vein Lanu Limus Chus Gamu. We don't have any real Limus Chus. Umiyo Akaparim Elo Hashem Makli Shir Shemashmim Zemer Kodesh Zemer Mitzvah Le'oira Halavavais. But if you're using it in order to hear Zemer Kodesh or Zemer Mitzvah to be Me'oira yourself, ומיקושכן ביסודס חסנה תממיר דסימחה מוטה ומוגם שאיניסם יוכל לקח כמי בירושלים הר הקודש בגידוע אוי למי אוי למי למי ששמע לפקח את זבוינוי. Right, this is the standard hetta. We're all depressed. We needed to cheer ourselves up. שיש להם שבגד המצווה. Right, so it's also to be depressed. So it's בגד המצווה שכאשר כבר כוסף הגוי מרשג. Pshita the ends and nice and het the luma cliche or laachzik stam amnas the shayr stam. So you can just use this het easily that whenever I want to listen to music, I can do it. Vegoyim chamam is it? Shalcham shalcham numaid b'mkayim sasurim. Okay, that's stam of drasha. V'ine ein biyadeinu levayer b'vas achas apir tazois. Ba'ashi adam shemeili lo lifreitz b'zeva akobanim chalil la'achzik b'bayis ha'kli shesh karim kayim organ. Okay, that's something else. That's because it was used for not. Okay, akobanim. So he gave two atar. One is either to be oyer levavais But to learn b'chal, to learn music is also not pashut. That's why Maram is over there about learning music. It's then we have the Mishmaru Sifkat Niyadal says Kasev lekute maril shleike den hu shemesherim b'mishta oitcha kanisani v'chagana sechuzreid ki as a torcha gerasaki. Use psukim also as a question. Kapar Rav Moshe Feinstein in chelik aleph simakuf samachvav, and also chelik beis simakuf membeis, he discusses these noisim that we were just talking about. And maybe we'll go through some points that he mentions in the next share. And then we have Siv Dalet and Siv Hey. Okay, maybe we'll come back. We'll finish that up in Mitzvah Monday. And then we'll go on to Siv Tav Kuf Samach Aleph. Okay.
Wait,
for Shabbos, yeah.